it might be kind of difficult to have the family go through the classes when really the bigger picture here is getting this child inside of a home. And I think they're moving away from the being colorblind because that's really not realistic. People, right. when they see me, they know that I'm a black woman. When they see Tony, well, they probably don't know what he is. But for other people, they know whether or not they're white. You know, you have to deal in racial lines.
Right. And the reason this was started, it's called the Multi-Ethnic Placement Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it was originally started because there are many children who are in foster care who are African-American or children of color. Let's just refer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll put it that way.
Okay.
And there were many kids who are waiting in foster care. And there are many families who were Caucasian that wanted to adopt these children. But because many states wanted to do same race placements first, these families who wanted to adopt their Caucasian were unable to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they probably went on the extreme and said, you know, we're going to allow every family who wants to adopt to be considered equally.
Right.
And that was a great move. The mm-hmm. the bad piece to it, I think, for many agencies is we couldn't say we want you to take extra classes so you can become educated, or we want you to become really culturally competent,
right.
which we're working at every day at our agency to become more culturally aware. So it restricted that, and agencies have to follow the federal mandate.
Sure.
So we offered a Lutheran family, we offered those classes, but we have to offer them to everyone.
And they can't be mandatory.
They can't be mandatory.
Wow.
You can't. We even did a questionnaire, a checklist to find out where families were, so it would be a starting point
mm-hmm.
of conversation. We did that for African-American families and Caucasian families, but you know, I was doing the questionnaire. Many of the African-American families would say, why are we doing this? Because it was issues surrounding race and culture and
right.
dealing with children of color. And so, but for our Caucasian families, it was a really good starting place. And even families, I think, who really didn't know where they fit.
Mm-hmm.
They want a child. They were open to this, but not really sure where to go. It was a good starting place.
How hard it might be.
Right.
You know?
A lot of families, I think, the whole intent and purpose was to place a lot of older kids that were waiting, and it has worked for older kids. I think I read something earlier today that 20 or 30% of the kids that have been placed through MEPA, which is the acronym for it, have been placed out of the foster care system that are older. But mm-hmm. a lot of families are adopting babies.
Sure.
And so that wasn't addressed in the literature I read, which, you know, you think, okay, a baby, people love this child and they are colorblind to a certain extent, but the hard times come into when that child wants to date somebody else that doesn't look like them
right,
and the family
right.
then has a issue of racism that
sure.
they're unprepared for. And that's what agencies like our agency want to help.
Yolanda Rogers Garvin is with us from Lutheran Family and Children's Services Foundation. Now, we've got some children here that are available for adoption.
We do.
We have Armandre, who is a handsome young man. He's 10 years old, average height and build, kind of shy, but when he gets around, gets to know people, he can be quite talkative, which is a good thing. Loves McDonald's, loves cooking, is very proud of his ability to do his spelling homework, and wants to be a police officer when he grows up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, he does.
Great handwriting. His parental rights have already been terminated, so right now he is legally free and available for adoption.
Right.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, parental rights for kids that are in foster care, sometimes the birth parents' rights have been terminated and sometimes they haven't. So that's a pretty important piece if you're thinking about adopting a child
mm-hmm.
to know if the birth parents' rights have been terminated.
Do you know if he has siblings?
In this case, I'm not sure if he has siblings, but there are many kids that we have on our website that are waiting. They do have siblings.
Yeah, we got Charles and Charlotte.
They're a sibling group.
Who are a sibling group. They're beautiful children, great smiles. Charles is 10 years old. Charlotte is 9 years old. Now, termination of parental rights for them was completed 5 years ago.
Right.
Or 6 years ago, actually.
So they've been waiting for six years.
They have been waiting for 6 years. It's incredible, isn't it? That
mm-hmm.
If you think about it, these kids 6 years ago, Charles would have been 4.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've been in care for that long. So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people want younger kids. It's harder to place children of African-American heritage, children that are over the age of 8, and mm-hmm. African-American boys in sibling groups are the hardest to place. So, mm-hmm. you know, we're really trying to push finding homes for kids. We need more minority families. Mm-hmm. And with MEPA, and if people want to really get out there and say, okay, what can we do? What can we do? We need families.
Now, what does MEPA stand for?
The Multi-Ethnic Placement
Act.
Okay,
so the whole thing we were just talking about,
and
the law.
Right, and that was, like I said, it was started because there were so many kids in foster care. And I think people always want to know, what can I do? What can I do? You can become a foster parent. You mm-hmm. can choose to adopt. And mm-hmm. these are kids that are waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have also Torion, who is a handsome 8-year-old young man. And he's looking for a home, a medium brown complexion, beautiful large brown eyes, and has a grin that is very infectious. He's a third grader. And like any third grader, you know, he's earning A's and B's, but he has to be reminded of some things. Slow down a little bit from one assignment to the other. He likes to make people laugh. He's likable and very sociable. Now, the termination of parental rights process for Torian has begun, not completed. Now,
that's correct.
If I'm someone who is interested in possibly adopting Torian, what does that mean to me? What does that mean?
It means that he'll be placed on a legal risk basis, which means that until his parental rights are terminated, he's not legally free for adoption. In turn, that means that the court's going to have to do some more paperwork until he gets his parental rights terminated.
So, would it be correct to say that it's all but a done deal?
Yeah, pretty much. If a child's placed in your home, the legal risk to me is more emotional sometimes. Mm-hmm. The court's not going to usually allow a child to be placed in someone's home and then have that child removed because they need to terminate parents' rights.
Now I have a question. If you are in foster care, usually do the biological parents still come see the children?
Yes. Usually if you're in foster care without a plan for adoption, the plan is to reunify the child with their family. And that could be birth family. Relatives. Mom and dad, or it could be relatives, grandparents, first cousin, second cousin. If that doesn't work, then they look at other alternatives. Or if the family has so much, disruption and they're just unstable and it's not good for that child to be in the home because there's a cycle of this abuse, then they're going to look at an out-of-home placement right away.
But because Torian's parents hasn't really revoked all their parental rights, can Torian's mom still come to the foster home and see him?
Usually, they won't come to the foster home. They usually do place visits off-site.
Oh, okay.
So the kids in foster care, the birth parents or family, they don't know where they usually live.
Oh,
they usually meet
at,
like, the office or something like that.
Okay, a couple more things here. One, if a parental rights have been terminated, that means it's a wrap.
That's right.
They'll have no more contact with those parents.
That's correct. Okay, now, they may have contact with, let's say there's grandma involved. They may still have contact with grandmother. And then some of the profiles of the kids on our website will say they would like to maintain contact with older siblings. A lot of the kids do have older siblings maybe who are still with the birth family or birth parents. There's some that maybe even split up. So they'll have that in there. But it's really up to the family if they want to keep those relationships going. And it's really sad in the sense that kids have to go through so much and wait so long in the system. And if you think about 6 years of your life have been in foster care. And we're not just talking about one home maybe. We're talking about multiple moves.
Okay. Right.
On average, some kids move 3 times in 1 year.
So we're going to put information on the Tony Scott page at KMJM.com about Armandre and Charles and Charlotte and also Torian. Now, what I do want to ask you real quick is, as far as adopting, is there an age cutoff? Like, if you're 50, are you too old to adopt at that point?
You are not too old to adopt.
Okay.
There is an age to begin the process. You have to be at least 21.
Okay.
If you're older, they want you to be obviously in good health, good mind, have a solid background, but you're not too old to adopt. You can be 50 and adopt an infant. You can be 50 and adopt a 12-year-old.
Okay.
Or 18-year-old. Can you be like 70 or something?
We have had some cases of adoptive parents that are 70, but I would think they would have to really look at that.
Yeah.
Plus, if that child was in the home as a foster child and that parent's 70 and they want to adopt that child, it's better for that child to be with that family.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to do a background check on you. If you have any kind of police record, does it depend on what the police record, what the record is?
That's correct. And usually, in most circumstances, they're going to get a copy of the police record.
Okay.
So honesty is the key, basically. Mm-hmm. There's an application process. You'll fill that out.
Sure.
They'll ask if you've been convicted or arrested. I mean, those are two different things.
Sure.
And then they'll ask you for a copy of your police record to see what happened. They're going to do child abuse neglect screenings. You have to get a physical from your doctor. There are some pieces that you have to do to make sure that everything's in order.
Obviously, if you've been convicted of a sex crime, don't even bother.
If your name is Robert Kelly, do not apply.
Don't
even go there.
Right.
But there is no age. There's a minimum age of 21. There's not really a cutoff age. And pretty much every situation is different. So I guess it's all handled pretty much on a case by case, except for obvious things like if you're a registered sex offender,
that's
rules
correct.
You out.
Right. And even like,
how about sexual orientation?
Sexual orientation, you can still adopt if you're gay or lesbian. Mm-hmm. Different agencies have different philosophies. Mm-hmm. Lutheran Family is a Christian-based agency, so we don't work with a lot of homosexual families and couples, although some agencies will. That that shouldn't deter a family if that's what they're interested in.
And religious background shouldn't be an issue.
It shouldn't be an issue.
Shouldn't be an issue at all. So
The one thing that I was going to bring up, if you're receiving state assistance, you have to be able to financially support a child. So if you are getting a subsidy from the state to manage and care for yourself, beyond like maybe a disability check, and you're still able to take care of, but if you're getting TANF or something like that and you're having trouble raising kids that you're already parenting,
you probably shouldn't
Okay. You know, look at adoption right now,
which is common sense, really.
Well, I mean, people want to love a child, and they feel like if they're they have a home, I don't want to discourage anybody, but maybe now is not the best time.
Right. Sure.
You know, maybe
not to say that
year,
it can't change.
Right. In a year or two, you might be in a totally different circumstance.
Well, we've got four beautiful children here that we're going to put on the website. If you got more information, plus we'll link you over to the website of Lutheran Family and Children's Services Foundation.
I just wanted you to give the phone number, 787-5100, if you want to call Yolanda.
787-5100?
Right.
787-5100.
And I do want to add that these kids, anyone in the state of Missouri can adopt any of these children. You don't have to just live in St. Louis. So if you have a friend out there that is wanting to become an adoptive parent or want to become a foster parent, we can help them with that. We're a statewide agency.
They live in Cape Girardeau or Joplin or Independence or Kansas City.
If somebody lives in Baltimore, Maryland, and they're looking for a resource,
doesn't
we can help.
Have to be in the state then. Around the country.
Right. They can adopt any of these children. But if they want to get started and don't know what to do, we can help them.
And
at least
there's
get
the 1-800 number I'll put on the website as well.
All right. Well, there you go. Yolanda Rogers Garvin with Lutheran Family and Children's Services Foundation.
Thank you
so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, and good luck with your grandson.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Let's get a traffic update.
It's Total Traffic, Magic 104.9.
Traffic brought to you by On the Run at Mobile. Hey, Cards fans, all season long when the Cards score 6 or more runs, you score 25-cent drinks.
The Golden Oak Glendening Mobile Unit on the scene of an accident. Southbound 270 at Gravois, the right lane's closed. Traffic slow at 44. And eastbound 270 on the brakes from Lindbergh to the Interbelt. From the St. Louis University Hospital Traffic Center, I'm Alan Olson at Total Traffic.
AT&T brings you a phone sale for Father's Day.
1-877-728-3189. Service is not available in all areas. Programming lineup may vary. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I love the old school, and the music mix that they have going on right now is my favorite.
104.9.
All right, we're coming up on 5 o'clock, and Tony Scott's Big Dog Mix with Toss and Ted is standing by. The rain, we'll get more of it. In fact, we'll get it tomorrow, too. It's supposed to, like, clear out for Thursday, which would be great because our Clear Channel softball team that I'm a member of will have a doubleheader this coming Thursday. We've only played like one game. We're like 6 games into the season, but we've been rained out like 2 or 3 times. So it's crazy. Gladys Knight and Al Green are coming to concert. Nothing crazy about that. Sunday night, July 13th at 7:30. Fox Theater is what you where you need to go for that show, but you need to buy tickets. And you can do it at kmjm.com or call 534-1111 for more information. Tammy Holland is out today and hopefully back tomorrow. Erica has the insider report.
Yes. Okay, last hour I was telling you about a new celebrity couple. All right. Diddy and guess who, Tony?
Diddy and
somebody who...
Are they white?
No.
Okay. Right.
Somebody who had a wedding, supposedly, but then they really didn't have a wedding. And
Brandy?
And then she called his mama a rat or something.
Ooh, who's that?
Tracy Edmonds.
Tracy Edmonds and Puffy?
That's what they say. Oh. Maybe it is just a rumor, or maybe it's a new couple alert.
What happened to the cook, the chef she was going out with?
I don't know, but supposedly at this point, both of the camps are denying the rumors.
Okay.
This all came across because UK newspaper, The Daily Mail, says that they were secretly dating.
Mm.
They even quoted Edmonds as saying, Diddy is the funniest man I ever met. And that she's, quote, so lucky to find someone so soon after Eddie. That sounds like they probably fabricated that.
Yeah, because she was with another guy before. She was with that chef. And